Watcher, and a hail and hearty welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with one of our fave songs. Yes, in the wee small hours of the morning, here played by the Rune Orfwoman Trio in Stockholm over three separate recording sessions, April, May, June 2000. We have featured Orfwoman before, but only ever as a side man. This is a fabulous CD, 14 songs, and I really could have chosen any one of them. They are all truly outstanding, but I have one medium-sized gripe. Rune is Swedish, and that's to be celebrated, of course, as they are a glorious race of people. The same goes for his sidemen here, Sture Nordin, bass, and Marcus Lewin, drums. But back to my gripe. The only words in English in these, I assume, detailed liner notes are the CD title, New Spice, and Rune Orfwoman Trio. But you could easily argue that only one of those title words is, in fact, English. Have Swedish liner notes by all means, but this album has international appeal. An English translation would have been no bad thing. And of course, everyone in Sweden speaks perfect English. Phew, that's my gripe over for this week. I'm glad there is you. Thank you. I'm Glad There Is You, co-written by Jimmy Dorsey, and his orchestra had a hit with the song in 1942. And since then, it's been covered by everyone, including here, Von Freeman in Chicago, September 81. Oddly, this recording session is led by tenor man Clifford Jordan, and the resultant album, Hyde Park After Dark, is in Jordan's name. So then he goes and sits out on that number, and he does it again on a second song on this Beehive LP. So Von Freeman tenor, Norman Simmons piano and arrangements, Victor Sproul's bass, Wilbur Campbell drums. We're off to Small's Jazz Club in Greenwich Village, New York City.
Thank you.
The leader of this quintet is the bassist Ben Wolfe, who composed all the songs here, all nine of them. We heard I'll Know You More. The location, as we know, is Smalls in Greenwich Village, and the album is released on their own label, Smalls Live. And it's May 2010. Marcus Strickland, tenor, Ryan Keesaw, trumpet, Louis Perdomo, piano, Gregory Hutchinson, drums, and yes, Ben Wolfe, bass and leader. I can't give you anything but love, baby. And yes, that was the Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Field standard. It started life way back in 1928 when it was first sung by Adelaide Hall, the great Ellingtonian singer, you'll remember. I can't give you anything but love, baby. This version is on a Japanese record label, so precious little info. Fear not, I've already had my gripe for this week. It's Louis van Dijk, piano and leader, Edwin Corzilius, bass, and Fritz Landersbergen, drums. I would assume, but don't know for sure, that it was recorded in Holland in 2011. Next, everyone knows him as Brownie. Thank you. And that was Hymn of the Orient, a Gigi Grice compo, and Gigi is on alto here. But the main man is trumpeter Clifford Brown, Brownie to everybody. A prodigiously talented muso, he was still only 22 in August 53 when he made this 10-inch Blue Note LP, New Star on the Horizon. Sadly, Brownie died in a car crash when he was still only 25. And he'd already earlier been badly injured in a car crash in 1950. He was hospitalised for a year, and then when he started to come back, he was limited to playing piano for some months. So his recorded output isn't huge, but what there is phenomenal. His death shocked the jazz world, as Brownie wasn't just a magnificent trumpeter. He was also a lovely, kind, humble man, admirable in every way. Benny Goldson wept on hearing of Brownie's death and said he was worth crying for, and then wrote the now jazz standard, I Remember Clifford. The other musos were, in addition to Clifford Brown on trumpet, Gigi Grice alto, as we've already mentioned, Charlie Rouse tenor, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey drums. And that's some lineup for your very first recording session as a leader. Laverne Walk is next.
Thank you.
Laverne Walk, an Oscar Pettiford compo. Pettiford, of course, was a great Ellingtonian bassist. Dick Katz, pianist, arranger and leader on this May 84 recording session. And it's Katz's vision that gives us that brilliant combo of flute and trombone. The flautist is the Basseyite Frank Wez. He's on tenor on most of the songs on this In High Profile LP. Trombonist is Jimmy Nepper, Mark Johnson bass and Al Harewood drums. Johnson on bass gets some solo time. Well, Pettiford was one of the great bass players of all time, so any and all of his compos tend to feature the bass. I'm going to pop in this oddity. Lovely one, but yes, it is a bit strange. Although perhaps I should have reserved that judgment until I'd heard your opinion. Maybe not an oddity, more just unusual. Let me explain this. This album recorded in two locations. First, the Donald Benson Great Hall at Bethel College in St. Paul, Minnesota, with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Feb 96, and at the Masonic Grand Lodge, New York City, May 96. The album is co-led by Chick Corea on piano and Bobby McFerrin vocals. McFerrin was, in fact, quote, creative chair of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. The album is called The Mozart Sessions. They recorded the whole of two of Mozart's concertos for piano and orchestra, and this little improvisation called Song for Amadeus. Sadly, I can't find the name of the vocalist at the Mo. Fun, though, huh? It's Ellington time.
This is Take Two.
Thank you.
Isfahan from Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's Far East Suite, recorded in New York City in 66 and based on the band's tour of the Middle and Far East in late 63. We heard an alternate take of Billy Strayhorn's Isfahan, one of the last compos he wrote for the band, as he was then very ill with terminal cancer. And Strays always wrote especially beautifully when he had a Johnny Hodges solo in mind. This Bluebird reissue of the original LP includes no less than 7 bonus tracks over and above the original release. Great value. Let's have a vocal from Holly Cole.
I can see clearly now. The rain's gone. I can see all obstacles in my way, yeah. Gone is the dark cloud that had me blind. It's gonna be bright. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. Pain's gone. All of my bad feelings have disappeared, yeah. Look straight ahead. Nothing but thank you.
may well remember that Johnny Nash had a big hit in 72 with his own song, I Can See Clearly Now, backed, I believe, by Bob Marley's Wailers, and it really should be covered more often. So thanks to Holly Cole for this great version, recorded in 2011 at the Glenn Gould Studio, Toronto, Canada, Holly Cole being Canadian. Aaron Davis, piano, David Pilch, bass, David Dorenzo, drums, David Pilch's brother Robert on guitar, and John Johnson on all the horns, although here restricted to the background but playing a vital part alongside Holly's voice. Loved that. Next LP is called Mr. Rhythm. Who could that be? I'm sure you know, Mr. Rhythm is the Basieite guitarist Freddie Green. He had an astonishing almost 50 years in the Basie band playing rhythm guitar, but he only made this one full-length LP in December 55. And yes, for completeness sake, he did record four songs under his own name back in 45 that were released. On this recording, it's billed as Freddie Green and his All-Stars, who are Joe Newman, trumpet, Henry Coker, trombone, Al Cohen, tenor, Nat Pierce, piano, you-know-who on guitar, Milt Hinton, the judge, on bass, Ozzie Johnson, drums, and we heard a Freddie Green compo, Little Red. Little Red what? I don't know. This next song is by a band of historical significance, but I bet you've never heard of them. Thank you. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm is the name of the band. They were started in 37 at the Piney Woods Country Life School for poor and orphaned African-American children, originally to raise funds for the school, but their success led them away from the school. In fact, they commandeered the two school buses they travelled on and went up to Washington and became professional. I assume the school buses were returned to the school eventually. And they became a proper touring and recording band, all female and all black. Over time, they took in Hispanic, white and Asian girls, but it was still predominantly black, so much so that occasionally in the still segregated South of the late 30s and early 40s, the white girls had to black up. Their popularity was during the war years when many male musicians were away fighting. I include them this week, as one of the band members has just died, Helen Jones, at 96. We heard their May-June 45 version of Tuxedo Junction. I did notice that one of the songs on this album is Digging Dykes. Can only assume it had a different meaning back then. They had disbanded by early 49 as all those males from the Forces bands returned and dominated the scene. By the way, Helen Jones moved into the classical world when the band broke up and suffered appalling racism. She joined the Omaha Symphony Orchestra. Helen was a light-skinned girl. When her darker-skinned father came to pick her up from her very first concert, the authorities realised her real heritage and they fired her. She never picked up her horn again. Here's a new name to the show. And that's from an ACT CD called Bird Calls, recorded August 2014 in Brooklyn, New York. The leader, altoist and writer of all the songs on this album is Rudresh Mahanthappa, and obviously with that name of Indian heritage. Although born in Italy, his father travelled in academia and was based in Trieste for a while. But Rudresh was brought up in Boulder, Colorado, and is now New York-based, having graduated from Berkeley and Boston, and he is now director of jazz at Princeton University. Almost too much is expected of Rudresh. He is expected to combine Indian rhythms and flavours into jazz, and he does, as we heard on Bird Calls 1. Some of his music is quite complex, often challenging, but always worth listening to. Adam O'Farrell, trumpet, Matt Mitchell, piano, Francois Moulin, bass, and Rudy Royston, drums. Back to the 50s with Pepper Adams.
Thank you.
Blackout Blues, a Pepper Adams original. Pepper on baritone, Lee Katzman trumpet, although he's silent here. Jimmy Rolls piano, Doug Watkins almost stealing the show on bass, Mel Lewis drums. Adams, Katzman and Lewis had all been together in the Stan Kenton band just a year earlier. This was recorded August 57. Time for our closer, and it's a brand new release. Pianist Kate Williams is the leader with her 4 and 3 group. Three being the Jazzers, Kate, Ollie Hayhurst bass, and David Ingemel's drums, although not sure I heard any of them on Don't Go to Strangers. Just the guest singer Giorgio Manzio and the 4 of the group title, 2 violins, 1 viola, 1 cello. Recorded 2018.
Build your dreams to the stars above. But when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling, come to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn, but when there's no place for you, to strangers, darling, come to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you'll follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, for I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see, but when you strangers, darling, come to me.
And as ever, I really hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you can and will rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.